This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Trump Media and Technology Group, that's the company that owns Truth Social, as Nova mentioned, could begin trading on public markets as early as this week. As a majority owner of shares in the company, Mr. Trump's net worth on paper could increase by several billion dollars once Trump Media is listed. He is, though, required to hold those shares for 6 months, meaning he cannot sell them immediately. This whole process of going public used a method that has fallen out of favor in recent years. It's the SPAC. Rather than go public itself, Mr. Trump's company merged with another firm that's already public. Stephanie Hughes has more on how exactly that works.
A SPAC is a company that goes through its own initial public offering, and then it sits tight while it looks for a private company to merge with.
Usually when SPACs are listed, they don't have operations, so it's literally an empty shell.
Nerissa Brown is a professor of accountancy at the University of Illinois. When the SPAC completes its merger with a private company, then the private company, in this case Trump Media, automatically becomes public. NYU law professor Michael Oroghi says one reason private companies use SPACs is they generally get a higher valuation than they do in a traditional IPO.
So it's a bet that on average pays off for companies.
Oroghi says it does cost at least twice as much to go public with a SPAC, and he advocated for new SEC rules that require more disclosures around those costs.
Trying to make it more clear to investors how much of their money is getting drained away by the SPAC's cost.
Oroghi points out the new rules won't be in effect until later this year, so won't immediately impact the Trump Media deal. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.